Many people look forward to this holiday week of Thanksgiving because it is full of positive, fresh, and wonderful energy. We spend much of our day during our 60,000 or so separate thoughts focusing on the negative, focusing on what's not right with ourselves, our world, our work, our money, our homes, you name it. This week, however, we get to do something different and to experience how delicious it can actually be to focus our thought forms on what is good about our lives, our homes, our families, our money, and ourselves. So what we're going to do this week is to give thanks, and that's the focus of the meditation that I am about to engage. So settle in, get comfortable, get seated or lie down or in whatever position you find is most comfortable for you, for this is a most magnificent opportunity to give thanks for all that is good, strong, healthy, and wonderful in your life. During this delicious week of festivities, I hereby and herewith declare to myself, my family, my friends, and myself, I am deeply and profoundly thankful for the opportunity to be alive during this most historic era on this wonderful earth of ours. I am profoundly thankful for the many therapies that make it possible for me to get relief from any and all symptoms associated with Parkinson's that I currently experience. I am forever thankful for each and every member of my family and for all of my many friends, however sick, however depressed, however worried, however anxious, however despondent, however crazy, however distant, or however disconnected they may have been during this past year. I am forever thankful for all of those who I love and who love me, including those living and those not living today. My parents, my mother, and my father, I am thankful for. Those who I declare to be my sisters in my life, I give thanks now. those who I declare to be my brothers. I give thanks now. Those who I declare to be my sons, I give thanks now. Those who I declare to be my daughters, I give thanks now. I now go back in time and I give thanks to all of my grandparents for all of the lessons they have given to me throughout my life. I give thanks this week and today to all of those who I consider to be my nieces. And my nephews. I give thanks today for my uncles and my aunts. I give thanks today for all of my cousins. I give thanks today for the one that I consider to be the closest to me and who I hold closest to my heart. I am deliciously thankful for having the opportunity to eat delicious food and to know that that food is always available to me if I so choose. I am also deliciously thankful for the opportunity that I have to help feed others that I love. My body My heart and my soul is thankful for having a home that helps me feel safe, secure, happy, and cozy. I am endlessly thankful today, at this hour and this time, this week, and forever, for all the resources that flow into my life day in and day out. I acknowledge them all. Now, the love. The affection. The contact with those who I hold dearly to my heart. With those who are friends, with those who are distant to me, and those who are strangers. I am endlessly thankful today for all of the stories that I tell and that I hear that give such joy to me and to my heart. I am endlessly thankful today for all of the fun that I have in my life. I am profoundly thankful for the money, which gives me the opportunity to do what it is that I so treasure doing. I am endlessly thankful for all of the attention that I am able to give to what matters to me most. I am endlessly thankful for all of the gifts that I receive day in and day out. The gentle touches, the looks, the acts of kindness, which cost nothing for others to give to me. I am endlessly thankful for the flow in my life. I am endlessly thankful for all of those who give to me the support that I need now to fully and completely recover from the symptoms that I currently experience. I am endlessly thankful for being able to experience and to be in the thick of the mystery of life. I am endlessly thankful to be an integral part of the mysteries of the universe. I am endlessly thankful for the excitement that I experience when I am able to discard, release, remove, detach, and shield myself from all of the thought forms that no longer serve my best and highest good. I choose today, at this hour and this time, to let go of all of those thought forms that I no longer wish to carry on my back as excess baggage. And I do that now. May you have a most delicious Thanksgiving week. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent holiday this week.